Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective joins me this afternoon, and she joins me with a fun fact. This is always my favourite, Emily. What is it today?
I know. I do give you these random thoughts from time to time. Okay, my fun fact for you today, Di. Did you know that with a little bit of direction, an entire planet's rice production could be created from one seed?
No. Is this true? This fun fact that is actually funnily true?
A fun fact that if I break it down for you, I'll explain how.
So yes, please.
A single fertile seed can yield a new plant. Mm-hmm. Now, each plant would put out several stalks with a seed head, and each of those seed heads have about 300 grains of rice or seed per head. So each seed would yield approximately 1,000 new seeds. Those seeds could then be replanted to generate 1,000 rice plants, which would each produce their own 1,000 seeds. And so as you continue to plant the plants and the seeds, and it goes on and on, you can imagine it multiplies and gets pretty expansive pretty quickly. Well, Paul in 2 Corinthians has a few things that he wants us to know about seed and about God.
Okay.
Because in chapter 9, verse 10, he says this: generous God, who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant towards you. First, he supplies every need, plus more. Then he multiplies the seed as you sow it, so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. And there were just five things that I thought really quickly we could take from these verses. Firstly, God is generous and extravagant towards us, which I think is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool too.
I think that's a good thing to remember. Secondly, it says that God will supply the seed that we need, and he will supply it abundantly plus more. We don't have to go out looking for the seed. God is already going to supply it, and he's going to give us more than we need. The third thing is that in those verses, he promises to multiply the seed as we sow it. So as we plant it, as we put it out there into the world, that's when the multiplication will happen. Fourth thing in those verses it said was that when we're generous with what God's given us, there will be a harvest. And the final thing is that that harvest will glorify God.
Okay.
So I wonder, Di.
Yes.
I wonder for all of us, what seed has God given us? Is it the seed of time that we can sow? Is it financial seed that we are fortunate to be able to sow? Is it the seed of humor or empathy or intellect, health, skills, talents? God has already given you seed in your life that when you sow it for his purposes, for his kingdom, his glory, it can and will reap a harvest. Because whatever we have to give has first been given to us by our generous God. So when we in turn open our hands and are generous with what has been given to us, verse 11 tells us that the end result will be thanksgiving to God. So you might think that all you have to offer is one measly grain of rice. You could look at one grain of rice, one seed, and say, well, that's not going to do much.
I see where you're going with this, Emily.
Yeah.
I do.
But instead of looking at yourself and thinking, well, there's no point offering that because that's not much, it's not going to make much of an impact, your one seed could have a mighty impact when it is given with a joy-filled and a generous heart. So I think it begs the question for all of us to consider this week, maybe on your drive home or as you're cooking the dinner or whatever it is you might be doing as you hear this, what's the seed that God has given you and where can you sow it for Jesus this week?
Such a good question to ponder on. And you're right. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we can spend a bit of time thinking on as we're going about our day to day and just taking a look at what God has given us so far. Emily, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. Of course, the Devoted Collective is a community of ladies who come together and worship God through study, through community. I mean, you guys do a lot of great stuff. You've got some really wonderful resources as well. If people want to check out what you do, how do they do so?
Absolutely. Well, if you specifically want to check out our resources, then you just need to head to our online store, which is www.thedevotedcollective.org/shop.
Okay. Hey, thanks for being a part of the show.
Thanks for having me.